Alright, so now I want to give you some trance dropping scripts. And I want to give you one example of something that happened to me just the other day. So I was introduced to someone who was giving me the cold shoulder. We've all been in these kind of situations where the person is being very standoffish, even though I was being as polite as possible. So I used a little technique, and before you know it, she was laughing with me like we're old high school friends. And this is a really easy trick, and it's so cool to see this stuff in action. So here's exactly what I did. First of all, I mimicked her body language. So she was sitting with her legs crossed and her hands on her lap. So I did the same thing, and she didn't even notice that I was copying her. Then I watched her eyes as I changed topics of conversation. Now, if their eyes are moving a lot, then that means that they're tense or nervous about the subject that you're talking about. But if they stay focused on you and give you eye contact back, then you know that they're comfortable. Then the next thing I did was I looked for visual points. Now, this part is easy, but you should only do it once she has given you eye contact. So what I did was I noticed that she had a book with a tiger on the front cover. So this was the visual point that I decided to use. So what I did was I brought up the fact that I'd been to the zoo recently, and I was amazed by the tigers, and then I asked her if she knew that tigers can actually grow up to 11 feet long. Then as soon as I was talking about tigers, she immediately reacted positively, and she had no clue why. The reason why is because even though she didn't know it, she actually had a connection with the word tiger, because it was accidentally embedded into her subconscious mind, because she had that image of the tiger on the front of her book. So this is just an example of finding visual points, and they're extremely powerful, yet hardly anyone knows to look for them. So pulling that small string, that word of the tiger, was just enough to bend her into liking me. And then at that point, I was something of interest to her, and the whole conversation just flowed, and it was easy. So this works on anyone, and you can use visual points in any area of your life. And once you know someone's visual points, then it makes it a lot easier to drop them into a trance. And that's what I want to talk to you about right now. So for example, let's say that you want a raise in your job. Well, before you talk to your boss about it, then make him feel good by examining visual points first. So here's how you can do that. First of all, you would walk into his office, then mimic his body language just like I did, and then discuss different topics until he feels comfortable and he's not all shifty-eyed. Then, once he's comfortable, then it's time to go in for the kill. So what you want to do is examine his desk or look around the room and see if you can work out what his passions are. Look for visual points. So for instance, there may be a picture of him up on the wall fishing. Well, you could use that as a visual point. Or maybe he has some kind of car magazine on his desk. Well, you could use that. Or let's say your boss has a picture of him on his desk of him and his son skiing. So let's say that you decide to use that one visual point. So then what you want to do is start talking about your experience in the past that you've had whenever you've been skiing. But one point I will make here is that it's very important to discuss the feeling he gets instead of just the physical act of skiing. So you would say something like, "Ah, I see you're a skiing man. I went to Deer Valley to ski last winter, and I could not believe what an amazing experience it was. It was the first time I've ever been skiing. You know what it's like when you're skiing down that mountain, you've got that feeling of air rushing through your hair, and while you're speeding down that slope, you just can't beat that feeling, especially when it's that powder snow, and tourists have already left for that season, so you've got the whole mountain to yourself. It's just so amazing. And it's just you out there, and you're winding down and soaking in that feeling. Just really, really fun stuff. Anyway, let me ask you about this." And then you would continue on and ask your boss about the raise. Now, if your boss is someone who's into skiing, and if you just said those words to him, then chances are he would get a case of the goosebumps. Now, that sense of elation is the key to getting what you want. If you can excite someone to the point of physical change, like goosebumps, for instance, then you'd be surprised how powerful that can be. Basically, when you evoke physical change in someone, then it actually means that they've entered a trance, and they're right there with you when you're describing that state of excitement. Now, obviously, the example I just gave to you was very short, and it was off the cuff, but you could expand on it, and then you would encourage your target to give you their experience of skiing, or whichever visual point it was that you chose to go with. But the point is, what you need to do is get them feeling that state of excitement first, drop them into a trance, and evoke physical change in them. Then, when you ask them for something, it will be a lot more likely that they will give it to you, and there will be no resistance.